Our Bible reading today, Paul wrote this letter to a community in Philippi, and Paul was in prison. He's in prison, sentenced to death, and it's this community that were doing the best to care for him while he's in prison, and they were worried about it. And here's how he responded. I have learned to be content no matter the circumstances of my life. I know what it is to have little. I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I've learned the secret of being well fed. I've learned the secret of going hungry. I've learned the secret of having plenty and in being in need. I can make it through anything in the one who strengthens me and who makes me what I am. Amazing God, startle us this day with that deep, deep reservoir of love and grace and strength. Amen. How are you choosing to show up today? Did you reflect on that when you got out of bed today? This is how I'm going to show up to the world today. I don't know about you, I'm finding myself, there are days, particularly of late, that I'm just incredibly overwhelmed. There are days that I'm finding there's so much happening in the world, there's so much happening in our nation, there's so much happening in many of the people's lives, including my own, that I just find it so easy just to react to every single thing that happens. So rather than choosing to show up in a particular way, I find myself more determined by my reaction to what's happening around me. I'd like you to... Did anyone get annoyed yesterday? Did anyone get frustrated yesterday? Did someone get angry at all yesterday, particularly maybe over other people's behavior? Now, what I'd like you to do is to clench your fist. Anybody experience some degree of sadness yesterday? Some sense of loss, maybe? Any of you have an experience of just this foreboding fear of what lies ahead? Anybody? So clench your fist, because I'm guessing most of us, if not all of us, experienced all of that. But I'm guessing most of us, if not all of us, didn't sit down and say, Robin, let's talk over a cup of coffee so I have this opportunity to express my emotions in a healthy way. I'm guessing for most of us that didn't happen, right? So what I'd like you to do now is, for most of us, we have our lives, we have our activities, we have our schedules, we have our demands, we have the things we have to do. We don't have time to sit down to have that healthy space to let me express my emotions. So we stuff it away. So put your hand behind your back. And now you're going about your day, you're going about your activities, and you're experiencing more annoyance, more anger, more fear, more sadness, more grief, and it's back there. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen in about 30 minutes? If it hasn't already happened. I'm still trying to work out that eagle pose. What's going to happen in about 30 minutes? You're going to get tense, aren't you? Your shoulder's going to hurt, and if you're like me, your shoulder's going to go to your ears. And I'm guessing maybe in about 30 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, you might find yourself with a headache, right? At least I would. And what do you do when you get a headache? Take an Advil. So I take an Advil to deal with my headache, and in taking an Advil to deal with my headache, I become completely disconnected to the relationship of my headache to this that I put here. See, they're connected, right? But I took the headache. I mean, I took the Advil, so my headache's gone, so now I'm just going and getting more annoyed and more angry and more sad and all of that, and I don't see the connection. Now, okay, you can put your hand out. But now release. Release your hand. Doesn't that feel fantastic? To not be so bound and tight, but to release. Now think about energy. Think about God's energy. Think about God's grace. Think about God's love flowing through us. But do we block that energy? Hold back that energy in the way we react to life? Jesus said the most important thing in the world is to love the Lord your God with what? Think about that. Jesus said there's nothing more important than love God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said there's nothing more important than to love God with your mind, to love God with your heart space, your emotional space, to love God with your strength, your physical space, to love God with your body, to love God, there's nothing more important than to love neighbor as yourself, community, relationships. It's all connected. Mind, body, spirit, community, relationships, it's all connected. Where we're blocked, inhibited, stuck in one area, it prevents the flow of energy and grace and life and love and hope flowing in all of the other areas. It's all connected. I used to teach, I used to give parenting workshops. My kids laugh at that. Why did you show them what not to do? I'm like, yeah. And I would ask a question, you know, I'd ask the question, what's the goal of parenting? And the number one answer I would normally get from most parents is what? My goal is for, you said it, Terry, my goal is for my kids to be happy. And I said, what if our goal instead was to teach our children how to be unhappy? Now there's a goal. Because life isn't fair. Life isn't the way we think it should be, usually. Life hurts. Life is difficult. Life is hard. So if our goal is to teach our children to be happy, the odd thing that happens then is we also teach them to shove away and ignore and pretend those feelings that are challenging, those feelings of sadness, those feelings of fear, those feelings of anger. Well, if my goal is to be happy, I can't acknowledge or be honest to anybody that I have these other feelings over here, right? And that's the culture we live in. I mean, I remember growing up, my parents would send me to my room and they'd say, don't come back until you have a smile on your face. So I come back. Now, wouldn't it have been kind of cool to say, tell me a little bit more about why you're so angry? Share that with me. Tell me a little bit about why you're so sad. But we tend to judge feelings as either good or bad, and we just want the good feelings. Bless you. Instead of just feelings are feelings. I mean, I was 30 years old before I realized there's a difference between anger, the feeling, and anger, the behavior. I'm a Finn. I'm Finnish, of Finnish heritage, and I grew up in a very Finnish household, which means... right, Julie? And so anger just wasn't allowed. Anger wasn't okay. You know, if you're angry, immediately it went deep down inside. Because I didn't know there was a difference between anger the feeling and anger behavior. When I felt angry feelings, my automatic reaction was to stuff it away. Now I realize there's actually a space there, and I can be angry, and there's a whole lot of things making me angry these days. But I get to choose how to express that anger. I get to choose how I desire to show up in the world in that anger. So I think part of the challenge, you know, teaching our children how to be happy, how to live in the world as it is, with courage and compassion and grace. Virginia Satir, the psychotherapist, said, life isn't fair. Life isn't the way you think it should be. It just is. And it's how you choose to respond to life that will determine your experience of life. I'm just going to try to drive this home. I'm going to use Morgan as my guinea pig. She got up so fast. So I'd like you to put your hand up, and I'm going to put my hand on your hand, and I'm going to put a little pressure on your hand. It's not good. You're giving them the wrong impression here. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. What did she do? Did I ask her to push back? No. That was kind of instinctive, right? That I put pressure on her, I put a demand on her, and immediately she fought it. She resisted it. So we have two choices that we generally make in life. We do one of two things. We either fight it, or we do what? You run away, right? So we fight or flee. What if there's a third option? So I'm going to do it one more time. Okay, I'm going to put pressure, all right? Thank you. But see, what's interesting in that, so rather than fight and flee, see, my goal was to move down this aisle. If I would have fought Morgan, you know, I'm not sure we would have ever got there. If she would have just gave up, we never would have got there. I relaxed. I kind of centered myself. And I moved with her energy rather than against her energy. And we actually were able to kind of move towards the direction I desired. So what does that flow look like? And I think one of the key things, one of the greatest gifts that God has given us and graced us with is choice. You know, people ask me, what's growth? And if I had to sum up growth spiritually, growth emotionally, growth relationally, I'd use one word: choice. Because the fighting and fleeing was not choosing. That was she was reacting. If we can take a breath and realize between the things that happen to us and how we respond to the things that happen to us, there's a space. And in that space lies our freedom to choose how we respond. Paul said, I've learned to be content no matter the circumstances. Now, discontent is worrying about what was. Discontent is fearing what might be. Actually, the Greek for content could be translated, I've learned to be in the present. And in the present, there is a strength, a wisdom greater than my wisdom that helps me to choose. My definition of stress, simply, stress is when the perceived demands of life exceed your perceived resources to meet those demands. You're stressed. See, and here's the point I'm trying to make, is that we put all of our energy on the demands. I'm thinking about what's happening in the world right now, what's happening in our nation right now, what's happening in my life right now. I'm finding all of my energy is focused on the external events, and I'm reacting to them, as opposed to focusing internally on my resources and my choices. Okay, I may not be able to control some of this stuff, but I can choose how I want to show up. I have a friend who has stage 4 breast cancer, and she says, if one more person tells me it's going to be okay, I'm going to clock them. She said, it's not going to be okay. If one more person tells me just to have faith, because She said, what that person doesn't realize is that makes me feel culpable in my own illness, as if I don't have enough faith. And she said, I had a friend who just simply came to me with tears and said, cancer really sucks. And I realized with her, I could show up. My whole self, my authentic self, my real self. I could show up. And in being able to show up in the presence of her grace, I realized I had a strength. I found a strength in me to show up in a different way with my illness. Bruce Barton said, the world is only changed by those people who discover there is something deep inside of them superior to the circumstances outside of them. So breathe. I think the goal of our spiritual path is to move beyond reaction, to breathe in that strength beyond our strength, that love beyond our love, that wisdom beyond our wisdom, and choose to respond, choose to show up being the people we are created to be. We continue to worship God as the offering is received.